You're listening to Woo Woo 111.1, where we will discuss our favorite holistic practices for mental wellness, like yoga, meditation, crystals, tapping, energy healing, and everything in between. We are your hosts. I'm Laura Lee, aka LL.
I am Tabitha, aka Tabby.
We hope you enjoy. Hello, it is Laura Lee here. Welcome to the Woo Woo 111.1 podcast. I am recording solo today. If you haven't listened to our last episode entitled The Hiatus, you can give that a listen. We've took an unexpected hiatus at the end of last year, beginning of this year, because we both had a lot of things going on, and then we came back, and we were hoping that when we came back after the hiatus episode, we were going to be able to continue doing this on a more regular basis, but things are still crazy in our lives. So we really wanted to dive back into our chakra series that we started in November. And if you haven't listened to that first episode of the series, it's the root chakra. Listen to that first, because we explain the chakras in a little more detail. And just to make it a little bit easier so that we can get more episodes out, we are going to be alternating doing this solo for the time being, so we can still get you the information out there in a hopefully more timely manner. So welcome back. We talked about the root chakra, which is the first chakra in our chakra system. And today we're going to be talking about the sacral chakra, which is the second. And the sacral chakra can be found near your tailbone. It's about 3 inches below the navel in your lower belly, the lumbar vertebrae, so low back there. It also includes the ovaries and testicles. The color of the chakra is represented in the color orange. It represents energy, creativity, and pleasure. And the element of this chakra is water. Its energy is characterized by flow and flexibility. So think of water flowing out of a tap, you know, just moving wherever it wants. That kind of represents how the sacral chakra is. It's associated primarily with emotional responses and regulation of the lymphatic system, the emotional body, sensuality, and creativity. And it's the sense of taste and reproductive function. It is referred to as the realm of emotions. When you're thinking about the root chakra, where it's all about survival and safety and instinctual sensory, we're one step above that with the sacral, and it allows us to creatively deal with what emerges from our experience, allows us to develop a response informed by our emotional patterns and intelligence. The close physical connection with the pelvis area and the reproductive organs. The function of the sacral chakra is directed by the principle of pleasure. Center for pleasure, whether sensual or through your daily life experiences. A good affirmation for the sacral chakra is, I enjoy life fully. An open, balanced chakra allows you to experience intimacy and love freely and fully. It allows you to be honest and non-judgmental about your desires. Allows you to live as your authentic self without fear, which this is a big one. Most of us are dealing with a lot of fear in our lives, limiting beliefs, doubts, and that all ties into our sacral chakra. So some of the behavioral characteristics, psychological and behavioral functions associated with the sacral chakra are our emotions and feelings, relationships and how we relate to other people, expression of our sexuality, sensual pleasure, creativity and fantasies. It's the center of our feelings and sensations, particularly active in our sexuality and the expression of our sensual and sexual desires, motivated by pleasure and the enjoyment of life through our senses, like auditory, taste, touch, sight. An open sacral chakra allows you to feel the world around you. An important chakra at the foundation of our feelings and well-being. It's instrumental in developing flexibility in our life, characterized by movement and flow of our emotions and our thoughts. Supports our personal expansion and growth. And it ties in to the formation of identity through relating to others and the world. So if you have a sacral chakra imbalance, this will show up as dependency or codependency of other people, as it rules our emotions. So either if there's an imbalance, our emotions might be going like crazy, feeling all sorts of different kind of emotions, or it might be the complete opposite, where you're feeling numb and out of touch with yourself and how you actually feel. An overindulgent chakra will be, you might be more fantasizing about things, or the opposite. You might lack sexual desire or satisfaction, feeling stuck in a particular feeling or mood. And then for the what else was I going to say here? I'm just scrolling through my notes here. I know some of this stuff, I'm repeating myself because my notes are a little disorganized, I'm realizing as I'm going through them. If the sacral chakra is overactive, your life may have issues of excess and conflict, from thriving on drama to problems with addiction and unhealthy relationships. The key to restoring balance is to familiarize yourself with the signs of an overactive second chakra. And as you recognize and understand the issues, learning how to balance the overabundance of chakra energy is way easier. So signs of an overactive sacral chakra usually manifest in non-physical ways. This can occur such as experiencing a persistent sensation of warmth in, sorry, this one would be a physical sensation, warmth in your lower abdomen. So if you're feeling really warm in the lower abdomen, that's a sign of an overactive chakra. This lets you know when energy is flowing through the chakra. Can also signify, impact the function of the reproductive organs, such as the bladder and lower back. Most common physical ailments could be cysts, urinary issues, kidney problems, lower back pain, gynecological problems. If your sacral chakra is overwhelmed, you yourself may feel overwhelmed. So you may experience emotions more deeply than normal, have severe mood swings, or seemingly thrive on conflict and drama. Excess of emotions can also lead to poor personal boundaries, making you overly dependent on others or even obsessive. Non-physical signs of an overactive sacral chakra include anxiety, mania, I don't even know how to say it, M-A-N-I-A, aggressiveness, arrogance. The sacral chakra influences sexuality, so an overactive sacral energy center can contribute to promiscuity, sex addiction, and feelings of detachment or viewing others as objects to achieve sexual gratification. Individuals with an overactive sacral chakra may also develop addiction to alcohol or drugs or other unhealthy substances, or engage in high-risk behaviors. Additional issues can include excessive eating and unhealthy focus on one's body image. So ways that you can cleanse an overactive sacral chakra is being mindful of making the right choices to curb unhealthy behaviors, adopting a healthy diet and getting plenty of exercise is helpful in balancing the second chakra's energy flow. The color of the chakra is associated with orange. So to balance the overactive sacral chakra, you may surround yourself with colors of orange. You can wear orange clothing, jewelry, even eating orange foods like carrots and oranges is helpful to help clear and cleanse the chakra. If you still feel out of balance, you can try incorporating other energy healing techniques such as aromatherapy, yoga, meditation, Reiki, or Tai Chi. Any long-standing and severe energy imbalances can necessitate, oh my goodness, I can't speak today, consulting with an energy healer to help restore balance and healing. So if you don't know, I'm a yoga meditation teacher and I'm also a Reiki master. So yeah, Reiki is a really amazing way to help balance out any chakras that are not in good alignment. There could also be a sacral chakra blockage. This might make you feel like you've lost control of your life and unable to take back control. The sacral chakra energy is directly related to and nurtured by the root chakra, so the first chakra. Considered feminine, the sacral chakra energy, which is located in the lower abdomen near the tailbone, is what gives you the ability to be open with and nurture yourself as well as others. When it's blocked, it affects your ability to relate to other people and the world around you. The sacral chakra also helps keep your emotions and ability to cope with life in check. If the chakra is blocked, you may become unemotional and experience uncertainty, insecurity, and an ability to cope with life's challenges and changes. Maybe feeling detached or inflexible in your routine, feeling unable to deal with life's ups and downs. And this is a sign of a sacral chakra that is blocked and in need of clearing and healing. A lack of self-esteem or self-worth stems from a sacral chakra imbalance, and can also contribute to finding yourself in unhealthy or even abusive relationships. Physically, when your sacral chakra is blocked, you may experience a range of symptoms that are generally confined to the lower abdomen, back, and reproductive and digestive organs. Among the most common physical symptoms are constipation, back pain, urinary and kidney infections, cysts, abnormal menstruation, infertility, impotence. Imbalance frequently manifests as emotional and psychological difficulties like depression, low self-esteem, insecurity, detachment, jealousy, fear. The sacral chakra directly influences our sexuality. So a decline in sexual interest and performance could come up as a blocked sacral chakra. Sexual dysfunction, an inability to achieve orgasm or premature ejaculation, and low or non-existent libido is a good indicator there is an imbalance of the sacral chakra. And clearing blockages, healthy lifestyle changes, as in healthy diet, regular exercise, as well as including some form of energy healing, is incredibly beneficial for restoring balance to the chakras. Using essential oils like ylang ylang or sandalwood can boost sacral chakra healing. Meditating on the sacral chakra and or the color orange can also help clear negativity and restore balance to this chakra. One of the things that I do, this is kind of a Reiki technique, is you just take your hands, place it on the area you want to work on, and then again, meditate, think about the color orange, have the color orange on or around you. Using crystals like orange carmelian, citrine, or amber. So either the stone crystals itself, stones, or jewelry is amazing to have with you. When the chakra is balanced, you'll feel in harmony with life. You're able to express yourself creatively. Creatively. Can't speak. And deal with each new experience positively, whether it's good or bad. So, you know, you can handle things easier when your chakra is nice and balanced because, like, hey, I know how to deal with this. I know what I need to do. Whereas when it's out of balance, then you just kind of go into a little pit of despair and can't seem to crawl out of it. The sacral chakra is related to our emotions. Like I mentioned, it's known as the dwelling place of the self. Governs our ability to initiate, nurture, and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships. It's the hub of our creativity and guides us to see beyond the mundane, to embrace our dreams and desires. A balanced sacral chakra offers balance, grounding, and strength. Opening the sacral chakra. So if it's out of balance, if it's overactive, if it's blocked, there's a range of symptoms that you can experience. And so I mentioned some again. Premenstrual syndrome, anemia, hypoglycemia, so low blood sugar, lower back pain, joint problems, spleen and kidney issues, low energy. So those are all signs that something is out of whack with the sacral chakra. And on the non-physical level, an imbalance of the sacral chakra can contribute to depression, poor boundaries, overly sensitive, indulgent, or aggressive, fear and or anxiety, detachment, codependency, manipulation, panic attacks. So a lot of things are affected by this sacral energy. So if you're experiencing any of those things, then it could be related to needing some sacral chakra work done. And normally when you go for, if you've never been, had a Reiki session, normally when you're going for a Reiki session, they're working on all chakras on the body. But they, as we go through the session, we might notice where is has a more of a block or where is more overactive just by the sensations and feelings that we're getting while we're working on you. What else? If you feel like your second chakra is in need of opening and healing, there are a number of things you can do to balance and strengthen. So a simple way that you can do this on your own is find your groove and dance. Put on some music, whatever you love to get your booty going. Move your body. It helps to heal the second chakra by getting your body's energy flowing, which activates the chakra and removes the blockages. You can awaken your senses with essential oils. So I mentioned a couple before, and some other ones are also patchouli, bergamot, clary sage, jasmine, and then ylang ylang and sandalwood. Orange and rose are also really great. Think and imagining, seeing orange around you, again, helps with that. You know, introducing something in your home, like, you know, something you can put on your desk, you know, that's orange, picture or just an item of some sort. You know, I'm looking at my bookshelf right now and I got a bunch of orange books I can like just look at if I want to. What else? We talked about the eating orange foods, jewelry, crystals, and meditation. Learning to let go can be difficult. We all got emotional baggage, even if it's just the size of a carry-on. It weighs us down. So you can consider journaling or simply talking with a close friend about all that's bothering you. And I can attest to this. It's amazing how much better you feel when you start to vocalize what you're going through with other people. And normally, once you do that, you will find that those people that you thought everything was wonderful for are also experiencing some of those same issues. So talk about it. You know, I was terrified to talk about my issues for the majority of my life until I got to a point where I had to. I've talked about this on other episodes. Like finding out that all of your closest friends are dealing with the same issues that you were and you thought you were the only one. You'll be surprised what you find out when you open up, and opening up will always help other people to open up to you too. That's that vulnerability that you share. What else? We talked about that already. Just scanning my notes. Yeah, it's kind of repeating itself here, so I'm just scanning. So again, all the good energy moving ways, yoga, meditation, deep breathing, Tai Chi. All right, so We've said all that. Some sacral chakra healing foods. Dietary changes can also help cleanse your second chakra. So oranges, melons, coconuts, and other sweet fruits are good for sacral chakra healing food. Cinnamon is also useful. That's good to know because I've been adding cinnamon to my steel-cut oats, which I have for breakfast every day with banana. And as well as drinking plenty of water. We should all be always drinking plenty of water. I love water. Water is pretty much the thing that I drink the most. I still don't drink enough that the amount that I should be every day, but water, 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 it's great. So speaking of water, water is the element of the sacral chakra. So that's why drinking plenty of water is so good for you. Since the chakra's element is water, getting outside and relaxing near open water can help open your second chakra. Lakes, rivers, streams, or the ocean are all useful. Just being around it helps. And when the weather is nice and you can be in it, even better. Having a bath. And we've also talked on the podcast about how we have me and Tabitha. She taught this to me, and now it's one of my favorite things to do, is taking a meditation bath. And so I just sit in the bath and I meditate. Sometimes I have a bunch of chakra crystals, so they're all the different colors of the chakras, and sometimes I bring those in the bath with me and place them over top of my chakras as I'm lying in the bath. Even taking a shower can also contribute to balancing your chakras while providing the relaxation needed to keep your emotions flowing. And that's the other thing, is we want our emotions to flow. A lot of us have been taught, you know, since we were little kids, like, oh, big girls don't cry or big boys don't cry. You know, you got to keep your emotions at bay. You can't share your emotions, which is terrible for us. We should never have been told those things. We need to express and feel our emotions. That's part of life. We get them all. That's why there's so many different emotions out there in the world, and some people have a really hard time with dealing with emotions, and they can't, and so they might just strictly go straight to anger. Other people, you know, they're going to break down and cry. But this is just how we let go of the emotions that we're holding on to. Emotions aren't meant to hold on to. They're meant to be expressed and released so that we can let them go and carry on with life. But so many of our upbringing has just taught us to hide that. And that's why talking about mental health is so important to me and Tabitha, because we know how beneficial it is to talk about it. Like I was just saying, like you open up to somebody and they're going to open up right back and share with you what they're dealing with, and that's how we move forward and we learn from each other, and it just helps us with our growth. Okay, so 8 steps for in-depth healing of your sacral chakra. Again, this might be some things that I just stated, but I'll just go through them quickly. So sacral chakra healing and overcoming the challenge of grasping. One of the main challenges for healing the sacral chakra is about maintaining balance. One can be easily taken by second chakra passions and sensations, but can you fully recognize and appreciate the experience in the moment? It's sometimes difficult to fully welcome the pleasure of life's experiences and sensations and maintain balance. The attraction to the source or cause of experience has a strong pull, and one may have tendencies to grasp the source of pleasure. This form of attachment might get in the way of a healthy flow and turn into insatiable, obsessive, or hoarding behavior. To heal that type of imbalance, it becomes important to stay conscious or aware as one engages in the experience. Severing draining emotional ties. So often people play on emotions to manipulate each other. Second chakra drains can come from imbalanced family dynamics or power plays at work, for example. In relationships, a lot is communicated through emotions, happiness, sadness, joy, disappointment, or again, like I was just talking about, hiding our emotions. So we need to communicate, we need to go through the emotions to move forward. When emotions are not fully expressed or expressed indirectly, such as passive-aggressive behavior, I'm at fault for that. The field might become obscured and the second chakra comes out of balance. Healing shame in and around the second chakra. Some of us might also feel shame and guilt around pleasure due to strict education, contradictory values, traumatic experiences, religion growing up in that kind of environment. Sorry, I need to take a sip of water. I'm going to cough. Repressed sexuality can lead to serious imbalances. Whether it shuts down or becomes overactive for that sacral chakra, the energy of this chakra can be shut down or blocked as a result of sexual repression. Whether this movement of contraction has been influenced by the actions of someone in your life or self-imposed, healing is important to restore a healthy image of sexuality and pleasure. Sorry, as I take my sip of water. Working on trust around sex and sensuality with your partner or sharing your concerns with a trusted friend or professional can be helpful. Going step by step, sharing with small experiences of pleasure might pave the way to healing big wounds. Healing the shame or guilt in the second chakra helps refine your appreciation of the simple things in life, as well as the less ordinary experiences. Instead of numbing yourself by either blocking or saturating your experiences with overwhelming sensations and emotions, you may enjoy the pleasure provided in the moment in full awareness. And law of attraction. So my other favorite topic, law of attraction in the sacral chakra. The second chakra magnetizes by the force of emotions, but also its energy that is halfway between the survival preoccupations of the first root chakra and the expression of will or of the solar plexus chakra, which is the third chakra. Ideas and visions, when dressed up in human emotions, can come to life more easily. As such, the sacral chakra magnetizes experiences based on its state and the direction provided by the other chakras. Attraction and repulsions are strongly linked to the sacral chakra. Healing the second chakra therefore consists in being more mindful of one's thoughts, intentions, as well as being more aware of the types of emotions that are arising in specific moments. So questions to guide yourself through sacral chakra healing. Self-inquiry is a useful tool to heal the sacral chakra. By understanding our emotions and reactions, we can better diffuse the unconscious programming ruling our actions. This allows to choose how we react and see our emotions as useful indicators rather than being ruled by them. Ask yourself the following questions to assess your second chakra. What is attractive to you? What repels you? How does it guide the way you live your life? How attractive do you feel? Are you confident about your self-image, or do you doubt yourself often? Do you feel ruled by your emotions, or are you emotionally aware and conscious? Are you often indulging in life's little pleasures to the point of losing balance, turning the quest for pleasure into an obsession? Or do you enjoy each experience through a healthy moderation and self-discipline? Can you balance passion and personal discipline? Do you feel expressed in your passion for life? Or are you feeling alive most of the time, or does life feel dull? So that is the info that I have for the sacral chakra. And to close off, what I will do is just go over some more affirmations. So this is a wonderful way, if you want to work on your sacral chakra, like I said, surrounding yourself in the color orange, you can place your hands over your sacral chakra, and you can repeat these affirmations. So I will go through them here. I am creative. I am passionate. I am radiant. I am enough. I am alive. I am connected. I am aware. I embrace pleasure. I embrace abundance. I follow where inspiration leads. And this is a great one. I am co-creator with the universe. And that ties back into law of attraction, which we have an episode on manifestation. If you're interested in learning more about that, there is that episode somewhere in the lineup. And yeah, that is our sacral chakra. And the other one that I had mentioned previously was I enjoy life fully. Add that one in there too. So yes, if you have any questions, if you have any ideas for future episodes, we're going to be going through the chakra series now. We want to get that out of the way since it's been so long since we started it. But for future episodes, we always love to hear any feedback and questions or comments. Let us know what you thought of the episodes. And you can contact us via Instagram. We are woowoo111.1. If you send us a DM, it goes to me or Tabitha. One of us will be responding. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Tabitha will be back with the third chakra, which is the solar plexus. And then we'll carry on. I'll be back with the next one for the heart chakra. So I hope you enjoyed this. Be well. We'll talk soon. Let the woo be with you.
Thanks for listening. We'd love to hear your feedback and any suggestions on future episode topics. You can send us a DM on Instagram at woowoo111.1.
And may the woo be with you. Welcome to the podcast. It's Laura Lee here doing another solo episode, continuing our mini series of the chakras. Today I'm going to be talking about the heart chakra. So this is the fourth chakra. It is situated in the middle of the seven chakras, the first three chakras below the heart, and then the final three chakras are above the heart chakra. This is the chakra where the physical and spiritual meet. The heart chakra is located at the center of the chest, and it includes the heart, cardiac plexus, thymus gland, lungs, and breasts. It also rules the lymphatic system. It is known as a unifier of the physical and spiritual chakras. And by connecting the lower three chakras, the root, sacral, and solar plexus, with the upper three chakras, the throat, third eye, and crown, the heart chakra acts as the bridge between the earth and spirit planes. It is believed that beneath the hurts and grievances of past experiences lies a pure and spiritual place where no hurt exists. Associated with the heart chakra is the color green, which represents transformation and love energy. When the heart chakra is in healthy alignment, you will feel surrounded by love, compassion, and joy. You'll feel connected to the world and people around you. You'll feel open to all experiences in life, and it will feel like challenges, especially in relationships, flow through you and are resolved with ease. When your heart chakra is open, you're flowing with love and compassion. You're quick to forgive as you accept others, including yourself. A closed heart chakra can give way to grief, anger, jealousy, fear of betrayal, and hatred toward yourself and others. This chakra serves as our center of love for oneself and other people. It is associated with compassion, empathy, unconditional love, joy, and forgiveness. It is a source of deep and profound truths that cannot be expressed in words. The chakra governs one's senses of trust, fearlessness, peace, generosity, gratitude, and connectedness, as well as change and transformation, healthy boundaries, depth in relationships with others, emotional control, and love for oneself. The mantra for the heart chakra would be, I love. and the element is air. So to recap, the first three chakras, the first chakra is earth, so steady and grounded. The second chakra is water, which brings a fertile creativity. The third chakra is known as the fire in the belly. It's required to transform that grounded creativity into positive action. And then the fourth chakra, which is the heart chakra, is air, which disperses and integrates spiritual understanding of love, compassion, and connection to everything you encounter. So air, like love, is within and all around us. We can embody this element by keeping our heart center open and our love free-flowing. With an open heart chakra, it allows us to see all of the beauty and love around us. It allows us to truly connect to ourselves, our loved ones, and the natural world. This chakra also helps direct love back to ourselves to truly be able to love and accept ourselves and our bodies. But if the heart chakra becomes blocked, you'll notice the opposite, both physically and mentally. So for a blocked heart chakra, when it's out of alignment, a number of feelings can come up. You might feel hard-hearted, broken-hearted, unhappy, lonely, insecure, easily hurt, or unable to receive love. And one might choose to lead with the head and not the heart in those instances. So you grow distance from others, maybe put up walls, shut down emotionally, or maybe holding on to resentment or bitterness. A blocked chakra affects our bodies in numerous ways, mentally, emotionally, and even can include physical ailments or disease. Since the heart chakra directly affects the heart, lungs, chest, arms, and hands. When it is out of balance, this can cause poor circulation, high or low blood pressure, or other heart and lung conditions such as infections of the lungs, bronchitis, and circulatory problems. And this blocked energy can also have a profound effect on the nature of our mind and mental state. Mentally, with an imbalanced heart chakra, can result in problematic issues such as codependency, manipulative behaviors, feelings of unworthiness, and an inability to trust yourself or others. Other signs your heart chakra might be blocked is if you find yourself isolating excessively from other people, feeling lonely, holding grudges against people you love, frequent feelings of jealousy, becoming overly defensive, fear of intimacy. You might find yourself in the role of the rescuer or the opposite, the victim. And you might find yourself having a difficult time trusting others. So some easy ways to balance the heart chakra is to practice gratitude, keeping a gratitude journal, writing down at least three things a day that you feel grateful for. Practice a loving kindness meditation. Using rose quartz or other heart-opening crystals. Drinking heart-opening beverages like rose tea or cacao. And practicing heart-opening affirmations. So more tips for a healthy and balanced chakra energy, which is vital for our mental and physical well-being. Our heart center relies on an open heart chakra for free-flowing love, compassion, and empathy. So when you feel stuck in these areas, you can balance this energy center with simple tools to open your heart to the love and beauty always surrounding us. So as always, me being the yoga teacher, I love yoga for bringing the chakras into alignment. And there's a variety of yoga poses, specifically chest openers like cobra or cat-cow, that can help to bring balance to the heart chakra. Exercise in general can play an important role in developing a healthy sense of self-love as well. Our bodies are our greatest gifts, and the more we learn to respect, honor, and take care of them, the healthier our heart chakras will be overall. So breath work is also a powerful practice, especially considering that the element of the heart chakra is air. So even something as simple as deep breathing can bring peace and calm to the heart chakra and remove stuck or negative energy. breath of freedom is a great practice to open the heart chakra. So that's when you breathe in as you open your arms wide out to the side and just gently feel your shoulder blades squeezing in together. And then as you exhale, you hug yourself with your arms kind of rounding your back, tucking in your chin, and then just continuously breathing in and out as you flow, open and closing the arms. And you can take it one step further with a visualization exercise, like imagining a beautiful rose blooming from the heart chakra to open wider and wider, because the heart chakra is represented through the color green. You can imagine a green light of energy flowing in and out of your heart space as you're breathing. I love that one. And of course, meditation is a great tool for balancing the chakras, and following a guided meditation designed specifically for the heart chakra. I have a heart activation meditation that I do with my clients, which is incredibly beneficial. Using vibrational energy of a sound mantra meditation to feel the heart chakra come back into alignment. And you can do this by verbalizing the syllable YAM, which is associated with the heart chakra. So just repeating that YAM, 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 and just really feeling that energy and vibration in your heart chakra as you repeat it over and over. Other things like aromatherapy, crystals, especially anything the color green, healthy foods, and color therapy can help to align the heart chakra. If you're into essential oils, like I am as well, bergamot, jasmine, geranium, lavender, cypress, or rose will help to target the heart energy. And incorporating natural bright green foods like kale or spinach into the diet can be very effective. And wearing the color green to create mindfulness of the heart chakra. If you're not wearing it, just having something with you, a little item that's green in color, carry that with you. And anything green, if you have it in your area, if you're sitting at your desk and you're feeling like you need some work on your heart chakra, just put a little item that you have around the house, something that you love, you know, maybe a vase or something, you know, something that's just the color green to make you think of your heart chakra every time you see it. And then I like to breathe deeply to enhance that as well. And then for some heart chakra affirmations, you can add these into any of the activities that I mentioned, or simply just reciting them on your own. And as I'm sure you've heard me talk about before, my love of EFT tapping. And so I always tap along with the affirmations that I say. So some affirmations which would target the heart include, I am worthy and deserving of love. I forgive myself and others. I am open to giving and receiving love. I live with gratitude and generosity. I honor the guiding of my heart. And an easy way to balance the heart chakra would be to engage in activities that spark love, passion, and joy. Whatever makes you smile, do more of that. Always remember to express gratitude. There's something about thankfulness that seems to make the heart radiate love and positive energy. So creating a habit, like writing in a gratitude journal as a daily routine, is so powerful to keep the heart chakra in alignment. And of course, any form of self-care. By putting our self-care first, caring for others becomes easier and doesn't have to lead to burnout. We cannot pour from an empty cup. Ensuring we are loving ourselves first allows us the energy and strength to pour our love to others as well. To open and balance the heart chakra, focus on its element, air, breathing. Being in environments which have a strong sense of open space and fresh air is highly beneficial. Bonus points for a natural abundance of the color green. Get out in nature, take a walk in the park or out in the forest. By getting in touch with nature in general often has a freeing mental and emotional effect. Even just sitting on the grass in the backyard or walking barefoot in the grass has a tremendous grounding effect. And some crystals for the heart chakra. So green gemstones and crystals are often tied to this chakra. stones like Amazonite. I probably said that wrong, but it looks like Amazon and then ITE at the end. Can help you open your heart and release inner soothing crystals. Pink crystals are connected to this chakra too. So rose quartz is another popular healing crystal for this chakra, as it signifies love with oneself and others. And other crystals for this chakra include emerald, malachite, and peridot. Peridot. Don't know how to say it. P-E-R-I-D-O-T. And I, it was my birthday this month, bought myself a beautiful malachite necklace. And so I try to remember to wear that. I'm actually not wearing it today, but I was wearing it a lot this week. So that is all the info I have for you on the heart chakra. We will be continuing this mini series. We have three more chakras left to cover. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or would like more information, DM us on Instagram at woowoo111.1. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Take care, and we'll talk to you next time.